Amen. Thank the Lord.
Good service thus far. Praying God will just continue to go right on blessing us. I'd like for you to turn your Bibles once again to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation in chapter 4. And then I'd like for you to also mark in your Bibles 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. We'll be turning there right after the reading in the book of Revelation. Tonight, this is the 13th lesson in the study of the book of Revelation. And as I stated a couple of weeks ago, there are a few things that prevents the child of God from being upon this earth during the tribulation period. Last week or two, we have discovered that one of those things is wrath. God's children are saved from wrath and the hour of temptation. There's coming a time upon this world when the redeemed of the Lord are raptured off of this scene. The Antichrist, the false prophet, are going to be upon this worldly scene. And they are going to mislead everybody in this world. They're going to beguile this world. They're going to cause the world to believe a lie. They will then set themselves up as the God that they wish to be. The abomination that's going to be brought out in the temple and all these other things are just a beginning of sorrows. And God's Word says that His children are going to be saved from that hour of temptation and the hour of wrath to come. But there's another thing that's going to prevent the children of God from being upon the earth during the tribulation period. There are three in particular that I want to study, but tonight in our second study on this, the only thing that we can see, and the only reason that many people today, they have this mixed idea of when the rapture is going to occur, but you have to have the timing right for everything. In other words, you have to have the whole Word of God working together for it to be right. Some people will pick this event to happen and then they forget about the other events that must happen during the tribulation period. Well, one of those events we'll look at tonight is the Bema Seat of Christ. This is one thing that will happen right after the rapture of the saints of God. When the children of God, those that are saved by His grace, are drawn off of this scene, are raptured out, or caught up, then we will be at the Bema Seat of Christ. This is right at the tribulation period, when the tribulation period starts, or just prior to that when the rapture of the saints happened. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, "And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was of it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders, sitting clothed in white raiment. They had on their heads crowns of gold." This signifying the church of God, this signifying the saved of the earth, And with them wearing the golden crowns, they've already gone through judgment. They've already sat in the bema seat of Christ. The Bible goes on to say in verse 5, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast like a face of a man, as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and the rest, and they rest not day nor night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now turn with me to 2 Corinthians, please, in chapter 5. 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. And I will begin reading here at verse 1 and down through verse 11. Once again, the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Now listen to this. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That is the bema seat of Christ in which we will study tonight. That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I do trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, again, as we bow before your throne tonight, we do come thanking you for the privilege of being able to gather in this house of worship. Lord, tonight, as thy people have gathered here this evening, no doubt, dear God, you've already viewed the hearts and minds of each and every one of us. Lord, you know what's on our thought process even now. And dear God, tonight I pray that we might find ourselves engulfed in thy word. Father, that we may learn more of thy word and what to expect in the very near future. Father, I'm praying for this congregation. Lord, I'm praying for the salvation of the lost souls around us. For children and grandchildren, for sons and daughters, for sons-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. For husbands and wives, O God, tonight I pray that you bring salvation. Lord, I pray for the salvation of lives and souls. Father, that people may be made known. They may know of what lies ahead and understand the risk of sitting here until they die. Lord, I pray as we bring this message tonight as it concerns the judgment of thy children, the judgment of the works of thy children. Father, help us tonight to realize the timing of it. And Lord, I pray that you will bless us this evening. Care for us, you love us. Lord, you would encourage us. Let us ever be faithful to thy word. Lord, let us ever be faithful to thy church. Lord, bless us. Lord, as we look forward to this study, I pray that you would increase our mind, our heart, Lord, that we may look forward to the time and not look at it with dread. Lord, bless us tonight. Forgive us our sin in Christ's name. And amen. You know, in one of our scriptures, I believe it was last week, we spoke about the fact that when the Antichrist comes upon the scene and he is allowed to take over the world economy and the world power and authority, he is only allowed to do so because the Holy Spirit is pulled away. And when God's Holy Spirit is withdrawn from this earth, God's children are going with him. We that are saved by the grace of God will not be in this place when the Antichrist and the beast and the false prophet began to take the rule upon the earth. They are only doing so because God's Holy Spirit, he that restraineth, or he that letteth, listen, when he is pulled away, we are going too. But what does happen during that time? When we, the saved, are withdrawn from this world scene, when we are caught away is what is noted as the rapture, to be caught away. When Jesus Christ comes out on the clouds and he calls his children home with that trumpet of an archangel and when we hear the voice of Almighty as he says, come up hither. What shall happen immediately thereafter? To many of us, it is a scene that brings about with it a certain amount of hesitation, a certain amount of question as far as our works is concerned. Have we done everything that is possible for the glory of God and not ourselves' glory? You see, those are the works that are going to be burned up one day. Everything that has been done on the outside of it bringing glory to God shall completely dissipate when it goes through the fire. The Bible says there's going to be a lot of Christians stand there in that day who are going to be standing in the ashes. Who are going to be standing in a place where they have no crowns to lay at the Master's feet. You see, the 24 elders had crowns upon their heads. Is that not what we saw there in Revelation 4? And the very first part of that, it talks about the fact that the elders, the 24 elders were wearing crowns at this time. And then that must denote that they have already gone through some sort of judgment, some sort of award ceremony, so to speak, in order to be wearing those crowns to begin with. And then the Bible says in a few verses on down that they lay those crowns at the feet of the Savior. Listen, folks, that's what transpires. All this transpires during the first part of the tribulation period. This is one thing that we are very thankful for and praiseworthy of is because that we are going to be in heaven itself during that awful time that comes upon this world. Our study tonight once again started with Revelation in chapter 4. And this is just for reference sake, but we will, by the grace of God and His will, we will break this open down into depth in a later study, probably not next week either, but in probably 2 weeks or so, We will then come back to the 24 elders of chapter 4 and begin there in earnest. From that point on, we will see what begins to transpire here upon the earth. It is known as the tribulation period. But I want you to notice a few things with me this evening. If we go back to the book of Revelation in chapter 4, I want to begin reading at verse number 1 again, down through verse number 5. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1 again, the Bible says, "And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Now, as we're beginning this study, and we're going to be looking into this far greater in the next few weeks, but as we look at this study, during this time of this catching away, this come up hither voice that brings forth upon all the earth to all the redeemed of the world, listen, when that voice says come up hither, guess what? We are going to rise immediately after the dead in Christ rise first. We are going to be caught away, and we're going to be in the very presence of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Kinsman Redeemer. And we are going to be standing before Him, and we're going to be getting ready to stand before His throne. Now, I want you to consider something with me now. You know, many today will say, well, we're going to be going through so much of the tribulation. We're going to go through at least the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. Well, you cannot get the first 3.5 years in without understanding that in the second half of the 3.5 years of the 7 years, listen, that's where you have the marriage of the Lamb and the Bride. So all these things have to come together, you see. And that's the reason why the first thing that's got to be taken care of is the judgment of God's children. The works of the children of God are going to be judged by fire. So that all takes place during that first part of the tribulation. And here the Bible goes on to say, and again verse 2 says, "And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders, being the redeemed of the earth." And the Bible says they were sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now tonight, we see these 24 elders represent the redeemed of the Lord. And we go back and we saw in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 what the redeemed of the Lord are going to be doing. They're going to be standing before the Bema Seat of Christ. As a matter of fact, I'll read this once again in your hearing and have you to hear what the Bible says again in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. The Bible says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." And of course, you can go to Luke 21:36, and there you see again the Bema Seat of Christ. But I want you to look at some things with me now. In Romans in chapter 14, back up there just a little bit with me to the book of Romans in chapter 14. Began reading here at verse 7. Romans 14 and verse 7. The Bible here says, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God, so that every one of us shall give an account for himself to God. This all takes place during the immediate fallout of the catching away of the saints of God. We are immediately transformed into the very presence of Almighty, and there we are sitting, we are going to stand in judgment. Our works are going to go through the fire, as I said a moment ago. Go back to the book of Acts now. Acts in chapter 10, and notice what it says here in verse 42. Acts chapter 10 and verse 42. The Bible says here, now look at this. In verse 42 and verse 43, the Bible says, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and the dead, to give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. And then right on over in Acts chapter 17, again we see that judge that we will stand before in Acts 17 and 31, the Bible says, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Listen, we are talking here of the first phase of the Lord's second coming. The catching away in the air. There is a second phase when Jesus Christ brings his saints with him. And this is right after the marriage supper. This is right after everything began as Jesus Christ comes back and his feet come down onto Mount of Olives. Listen, what's the Bible say? He's going to be bringing his saints with him. He's going to be bringing those that are redeemed and those that were captured out in the rapture. He's going to be bringing all of us back with him during that time. And the Bible says, of course, that's when, you know, you have the great battle going on, and then you have the millennial kingdom, and all these things are going to be taking place, and that's going to be a study yet to go into. But these are things that God's people are looking forward to. These are things that we must look at. In the book of Jude, go back here for just a moment. In the book of Jude, notice what it says in verse 14 and 15 of the book of Jude. The Bible says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to do what? To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them, all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Listen, that has to do with the complete second end of the coming back of the Lord. That's when we come with him. After the tribulation period altogether, so it neither can it be in the middle of the tribulation or at the end of the tribulation, because listen, why would he take us out and then bring us right back if that was so? If we were going to go through the tribulation period, or if we were even going through half the tribulation period. Listen, there is things that must take place and transpire before these things can happen. And I thank God tonight that we, the redeemed, will not be here upon this earth when that time comes and that great tribulation. When the false prophet and you think about the Antichrist and you think about the lies that are going to be told. Listen, the world today is being set up whether you like it or not. You can agree with the political system or whatever, but I'll tell you this right now. This world is prime for the taking over of the Antichrist.
The Antichrist is setting this world up even now as we stand here. Listen, the political system is in complete chaos if you just look at it. They're looking for a savior. They're looking for somebody to make everything right. You know what that man's going to do? He's going to do just that. And the world's going to believe that he's going to set himself up as a Messiah. He's going to set himself up because listen, the world's going to look to him for every answer. Look at the world now. Look at the chaos in the political system worldwide. I'm not just talking about here in the United States. Listen, it's a mess. It's a mess, my friend. And regardless of whether you like it or not, I want you to know something right now. This thing that's going on in our political system is a complete farce as we look at the complete takeover of Antichrist. He's got everything in order. This world is looking for some help, isn't it? The financial system, the financial district is looking for some kind of help. Listen, our health system is looking for some kind of answer. You see the things that are going on with these flus and these viruses and people in the health industry are looking for some kind of answer. And guess what? This world's being set up for that man to come on the scene and give them an answer. But bless God, the saints of God are going to be gone. The reason why that everything is being set up the way it is, that man's not going to have anybody to slow him down or stop him. The Holy Spirit is pulled off the scene. Only he that now letteth is only going to be here for certain more days, for certain more weeks, for certain more months or years, whatever it is. It cannot be long, folks. And I'm not trying to predict a time when Jesus Christ is going to catch his saints away, but I'll say this. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Amen. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. All you got to do is just look at the world system and you can understand, man, she's ready to completely collapse around us. They're looking for a Savior. And I'm not talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about somebody that's going to save the economic system. Somebody that's going to save the health system. Somebody that's going to save the insurance system and all these things that we are troubled with and perplexed with tonight. God's children need not worry. Listen, we are going to be redeemed out of this place. We're going to be raptured out of this place. Think about it. When will this rapture take place? Well, in our text in Revelation chapter 4 in verse 10, the Bible declares that the 24 elders, the raptured redeemed, fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and they cast their crowns before the throne. This great event happens at the onset of the time known as tribulation or Jacob's trouble. Daniel speaks about it in his 70 weeks, his prophecy on the 70 weeks. And right now, saint of God, you can mark her down. You're in the 69th week and holding right now. We are now in the very middle or at the very edge of the 69th week, and it's ready to turn over to the 70th week. Folks, I want you to know something. Daniel's prophecy is coming true. Daniel's prophecy is coming to fruition, and we are, even now, as long as these Gentiles are still coming in, as long as there's salvation to be had in this Gentile world, listen, God's going to keep on. But when that last Gentile saved, when that last Gentile is brought into the family of God, I believe at that point, that's when God's going to call and he's going to tell his son to go call your children home. That's when that great cloud, that great cloud comes in the east. And listen, that's when that trumpet sounds like a voice and a mighty rushing wind comes through. And he calls us and he says, come up hither. Folks, it is even at the door as we speak. It's something to get excited about. It's something to look forward to. Where did the Bible say, where does the Bible say the saints are going to be? In John chapter 14, the Bible says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am in heaven," he said, "there you shall be also." Folks, that's what we got to look forward to. The very next event on God's timetable is the rapture of the saints. I'm talking about that which is going to take place. The very next thing that the calendar points to is the coming back to the earth. That's what the calendar is pointing to right now. With everything that's coming to pass, with everything that is set up in the scriptures. Listen. Guess what's going to happen in Israel? Guess what's going to happen in Jerusalem? Guess what's going to happen with when they get to, and I mentioned this, I think it was last week, when they've got the strain of the red heifer set up and it's ready and waiting on that time when those sacrifices are going to be had again. And you know, right in the middle of that, guess what's going to happen? Antichrist is going to put a stop to it. That's when the Antichrist begins to bring all chaos and wrath upon this world. More wrath than the world has ever known. Satan knows that his time is limited at that time. When he stops those sacrifices from taking place, this world's going to be in a world of turmoil. He's going to take over this world, and his wrath is going to come forth like we have never, and praise God, we'll never have to see it, but like this world has never seen it before. Everybody thinks that this world is bad. It's not half as bad as what it's going to get. Praise be unto God that the saint of God is going to be withdrawn from this place. And he that now letteth is gone as well, because we go out together in the rapture. Thanks be unto the Lord for his great salvation and a home in heaven. Here in heaven, the saints are rewarded, or we lose rewards. We see that in 2 Corinthians 5:10. We understand, I've just explained that very, very, very appropriately to us, and it should be easily understood that we're going to stand one day. Listen, all of our works, all of our Christian works, all of our Christian deeds, everything that we have ever done for the glory of God is going to be tried one day. Then it'll be sown, whether it's really for God's glory or for our glory. It's all going to go through the fire, folks. Everything that we have ever done is going to go through a testing. Will our works come out as a crown? That's what I'm asking. You see, the 24 elders around the throne, they were wearing crowns. And then later on, the Bible speaks about the fact that they laid those crowns at the feet of the Savior. Oh, my friend, tonight, do you have crowns to lay at the feet of the Savior? It'll come very soon. I could go to Daniel chapter 12 and Daniel chapter 9, and all these scriptures talk about that great time that's coming upon the earth. In Daniel 9, we see the prophecy of Daniel in the 70 weeks says, "And as long as the Lord continues to gather the church or the redeemed out of the world," listen, we remain in that 69th week. But again, as I spoke just a moment ago, when the times of the Gentiles are complete, which is noted in Luke 21 and 24, the timetable of God will resume and God's judgment will befall upon the earth in that great day of the Lord. And this is far beyond the onset of the rapture. In 1 Thessalonians, go over there with me for just a moment. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Notice what it says here in verse 10. The Bible says, "And to wait for his Son from heaven,
whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. You know, I spoke last week about the reason why that God's word says that we're going to be redeemed out of this place, raptured out of this place, is because there's wrath coming. God's children are saved from wrath. We have been redeemed and we're going to be brought up off of that scene and we'll not have to go through that time of wrath. Now lastly tonight, I want you to notice to where the saints go at the rapture. Again, I spoke just a moment ago in John 14, the Bible says we're going to heaven. We're going where Jesus is. Here in heaven, the saints are rewarded or we lose rewards. Of course, we've already noticed that. Now, I ask us tonight, where would you rather be? I'd rather believe what God's Word says. Amen. I don't know how we can comfort one another with the words that are found in the Word of God if they are meant for us to go through the wrath that is to come. I don't know how we can comfort one another if we are going to be taken into this hour of temptation and we're going to believe a lie. And what the Bible says, those that believe that lie are going to be damned. Now listen, that's going to go on all over this world. Like I said last week, I've heard people say, well, preacher, I believe what you say, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to wait till everybody disappears, then I know what's happening and I'm going to believe. No, you won't. No, you won't. This old world scene, listen, the devil, he's going to have you to believe a lie and you're going to be damned. The bad thing of it was, you knew the truth before. You heard the truth. You see, there's people that we know. There's people that we know right now that we have talked to, we've given the gospel to, that are going to go through this time called the tribulation period because they never trusted the Lord as their Savior. They're not going to believe then. Well, they may say they'll believe, but that what the Bible says, they're going to believe a lie and be damned. Folks, tonight, the saints of God are going to be raptured out for this scene. We are not going to go through this because we have a meeting with Jesus Christ at His bema seat. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and that's what's going to happen at the rapture. These bodies are going to be changed, and listen, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that. And then we which are alive are going to be changed and caught up to be together with them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. May God help us tonight to see these things. Listen tonight as I come to a close. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." For great is your reward in heaven. You know, tonight, I feel sorry for those who want to go through the tribulation or preach that you're going to go through the tribulation. I feel sorry for those who listen. Do I believe that there's really saved people that believe that? Yes, I believe they're really saved. According to their testimony, they've trusted the Lord as their Savior, but they just got their timing off. And the bad thing of it is, they're misleading people. We need to be ready now. Not when we see all these things take place. Only the pre-tribulation rapture of the saints, both dead and living, allow for the bema seat of Christ to occur. May God richly bless us, the saints of God, here in this place. Next week, God willing, we'll be looking at the marriage of the Lamb and the Bride. It takes place also during this great time. That's the reason why that God's children are not going to be here, folks. The bema seat of Christ and the marriage of the Lamb and the Bride They take place during this time, and we must be in heaven because that's where it all takes place. May God bless is our prayer. Let's all stand. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight as we bow before your throne, we thank you for the day that you've given us, Lord, for the wonderful time of just opening up thy word and Father allowing it to speak to us. Lord, tonight I'm thankful that I'm not going to be on this old earth during the tribulation period, any part of it. For I've been saved from the hour of temptation and the hour of wrath. And all that takes place during Daniel's time in his 70th week. Lord, I pray, help us, thy people, to realize the joys that comes in salvation. Lord, I pray that you help us to understand that we will stand to give an account one day to Jesus Christ for our works. May we have crowns to lay at the Master's feet. Lord, bless your children. Save souls. Save them tonight, dear God, if it meet thy will and good pleasure. May the lost around us see the need to repent now. For there's coming a day when it's too late, when they'll never be able to. Father, bless tonight, I pray, and forgive us our sin in Christ's name. And amen. Have our song leader and pianist to come.
Number 52. We'll sing the first and last verse. 52.